Then, after Virginia officials submitted the proposals in October of 2017, things went quiet. A few months later, Victor Hoskins, the director of Arlington Economic Development, was walking up to the stage at a conference with other development officials when their phones started buzzing with news reports that Virginia, Washington, and Maryland were among Amazon's 20 finalists. It quickly became, hey, we got three locations in the list of 20. We've got a good chance here, Mr. Hoskins said. Crystal City is a neighborhood filled with dated office buildings developed in the 1970s for military contractors. Much of it has sat empty since the Pentagon reorganized in the years after the September 11 attacks. The developer, J.B.G. Smith, had recently acquired much of the land and buildings there and was trying to spruce up the staid streets. Ahead of Amazon's first tour, in late February, it wrapped buildings in colorful patterned fabrics and hired muralists to decorate long construction walls and parking lots, trying to show how the neighborhood could be reimagined. Amazon visited several times, at one point going up to the top of a tower near Reagan National Airport for a bird's-eye view of the Crystal City, but it was more down to business than New York. Catering was ordered in. Talent was at the core of a tremendous amount of our conversations, Mr. Hoskins said. He said Amazon never discussed the incentives or proposals other locales offered. Mr. Carney said inside Amazon, the team running the search decided at a meeting in August that it would be easier to hire the number of workers they wanted if they split the headquarters into two. An Amazon spokesman later said the meeting happened the first week of September. We also think that 25,000 as a floor is easier for the communities to absorb, Mr. Carney said. The company did not tell the cities about the split immediately. When Mr. Hoskins first heard about it, he was conflicted. You want the 50,000, but you know what, hey, 25 is a huge number, he said. By early November, local officials were feeling good. A small stage went up on an empty lot in Crystal City for the announcement, only to be taken down quickly. It was premature. After a final round to address the last details on Monday, Mr. Moret was driving through rural Virginia when he signed the final state agreements digitally, his cell reception cutting in and out along the road. We had a call from them just an hour after we executed it saying we won, he said. The company said it would start hiring in New York, Virginia, and Tennessee next year.